Welcome. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. The focus through the show today is on nocturnal emissaries of the light. So to start with, I would like to place you in a sonic emissions light energy chamber brought in by nocturnal emissaries of the light. Chambers of light are three-dimensional rectangular grids of light brought in by various beings of light to assist in the recalibration of the body energy field and hologram. There's an etheric net around the earth plane that can potentially take you into the lower vibrations or astral plane of the earth, creating and perpetuating negative thoughts and feelings and an imbalance within the lower bodies. The sonic emissions, a light energy chamber, will assist in lifting your frequency to the appropriate light energy frequencies and sound vibrations that will connect you to the realms of illumined truth and bring through a deep sense of one unity consciousness and unconditional love. It will further clear the lower energies or disharmonious frequencies within your body, energy field, and hologram, and create the appropriate light ray spectrum matching that of your original divine eight-star blueprint. For every being has a particular light ray spectrum or frequency, and by activating this frequency, you can connect more with those of a similar frequency, as well as have the ability to express those creative manifestations most suited to your life task. So let us begin. We now call upon the Arcturian emissaries of light to bring in a sonic emissions light energy chamber. As appropriate sound and color frequencies are being anchored and amplified through your body, energy field, and hologram in orbs of light and sound waves to the maximum cosmic law will allow, give yourself permission to release any holding patterns, false beliefs, and judgments within the body, energy field, and hologram. And just allow yourself to experience a deep sense of unconditional love, overlighted by the Pleiadian, by the Arcturian emissaries of light. Feel or sense the three-dimensional rectangular grid of light coming in. And feel or sense your connection now to the beings of light from on high and to the Arcturian emissaries of light. Hold this connection within yourself as you now connect to your higher self of the light and to your mighty I Am presence and all the beings of light that you personally acknowledge and that wish to join you now in the sacred space. Center yourself in the knowing of the light of who you are as this magical master being of love and light. come deep within yourself, experiencing this essence of divinity. Hold this focus now through the energy of your own wonderful light and the overlighting of the beams of light from on high. Good. So I'd now like to welcome Suzanne Carroll, the channel for the Arcturians. Sue, welcome.
Hello, I just came down from where you just took me. It was wonderful. Thank you very much. Just re-entered the third dimension, partially.
Exactly. Partially.
My multidimensional self is connected to the Earth as well as to the higher dimensions.
Wonderful. So good. Yeah, that grounding is very important to absolutely to just center us into the energy of Mother Earth. Wonderful. So Sue, would you like to start with an Arcturian channeling for us through the Arcturian corridor of light? I think that might be quite a nice way to get the show going.
All right. That's great.
Wonderful.
Ready? Drink of water here. I'm just going to take a moment to align myself with the Arcturian energy and allow it to speak through me. Well, hello, all of you beautiful ones out there. We are so happy to see you all the bright faces and beautiful auras all over planet Earth. It brings us such joy to see all of you there joining us in this moment. Now, since you are all in different places on the planet, we are going to help you with the experience of realizing that as you return to the higher dimensions, you go within. That the higher worlds are within. So I'd like you to begin by seeing the Arcturian corridor within yourself. Take a moment and allow your imagination to see our vortex, our portal, in a way that resonates to you particularly. We will also tell you that the corridor is connected to Gaia from within. So we ask all of you within this moment to first perceive this corridor within your third eye and ask that you now take a moment and pull it down into your throat chakra and pull it down into your heart. Pull it down into your solar plexus just below your rib cage. Pull it down into your navel. Pull it down into the base of your spine, down your legs, out your feet, and connect it to the particular place on Gaia to which you are at this moment attached within your physicality. And as you connect our corridor to Gaia, we ask that each of you enter that corridor from within yourself as you have and go down past the crust of the earth, past the caves, past the water, past the oil, past the granite, down deep into the very core of Gaia, and wrap your essence around her golden core. And as you raise up, feel yourself rising like a hot air balloon, as you rise up through the space within the core of Gaia, up through the caves, the caverns, the rocks, the water, and up through the crust of the earth, and up your legs, and up into your root, and up past your navel, past your heart, your solar plexus, past your throat, and back into your third eye. And now take a moment and plug in your crown chakra to the highest dimensions of frequencies that you also pull in through the crown of your head and directly into our Arcturian corridor, which is within all of you and within Gaia and within us, the Arcturians. Take a long moment and stand right at the threshold of that corridor. Many of you have joined us before as we have moved through the corridor, either with Enrita or with Suzanne Carroll. So this is not your first journey. And if it is, welcome. Welcome very much. As you first step into the corridor, you feel yourself begin to expand until you are the corridor. You fill the corridor with your essence at the same time that within yourself you see all the members here who are also within the corridor, within themselves, within the higher frequencies of reality. Join now, all of you, as we create our tunnel of light through the lower astral plane. The lower astral plane where all of the fear that has been felt upon dear Gaia and within your own earth vessel and your many incarnations on earth. All of you together gather as one. Pull that light in from the crown of your head and create one huge tunnel of light, moving through all the fear. Feel the light and love as it moves through the fear, clearing, and see all of you now as you gather, hug each other, welcome each other, all of you together in the light. And as you are in the light, you see that the corridor expands. It expands in dimensions as well as in size. As you move through the astral planes, the higher astral planes, as you move through the fourth dimension, take a moment and enjoy as you move through the realm of fairy. And see all of your beautiful incarnations there, your friend and your family. And now move through your emotions, transmuting all emotions into the unconditional love that fills our corridor. Now moving in to the mental plane and see how reality is different. It's pastel, like outlines, one upon the other. And move into the causal plane, where you see how every thought creates reality, how everything is a cause, how you are causal within the reality that you create. And now we take you into your I Am presence and see the beautiful glory of yourself. And as you stand there, you see the rainbow bridge to the fifth dimension. We will leave you there right now to ponder, to remember, to feel the call home to your true multidimensional self. Rita, did you want to say something?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Sue. I'm sitting at the door. I've gone through the corridor. I'm really not here. That was really beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sue.
Thank you.
What I'd like to do now is introduce an aspect of the channelings by the Arcturian Emissaries of the Light, on a series that they've co-created called the Arcturian Stargate series. So the Arcturian Emissaries created this series as a journey through the stargates and gateways of light as they assist in building the light body, the etheric electronic body of light, which we also now call the I Am Avatar Blueprint, as well as activating the 12-strand DNA through the crystalline grid and the stargates within and around the planetary Christ consciousness grid that link us in cosmic consciousness awareness to the higher dimensions. So I will take us through this in the form of a guided visualization. Welcome, light workers, star-seeded ones, and ambassadors of light. Please bring in again the sonic emissions energy chamber of light. And now just make this connection to your higher light as your higher self of the light and your mighty I Am presence, your God self. And call in the beings of light that you presently acknowledge. And feel your connection to the energy of Mother Earth. To start with, we will focus through the grid of light within and around this earth plane, known as the Christ Consciousness Grid of Light, or the Unity Grid of Light. This grid of light holds the highest potentials of all life on this earth plane, animate or inanimate. And by linking into this web of light, not only are you downloading the codes of light for your own personal ascension, but as you transmit and hold this frequency of light as a light worker on this earth plane, you will assist in the collective ascension, allowing the possibility of all life to experience their highest potential as sacred beings of light. Now, just experience, through the sonic emissions chamber of light, the key code that will assist in the activation at a deeper level of the pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands. And as this recalibration takes place personally, you experience a deeper sense of coming into the energy of the heart, of unconditional love, and a greater degree of clarity, insight, and understanding as you bring your focus to the Christ Consciousness Grid, this unity grid of light around and within the earth plane. Now through a golden beam of light from the third eye. Just hold for a moment this focus on love. As you lift yourself in consciousness into this unity grid of light, where you see you are connected to other light workers and star-seeded ones. Just feel and sense this energetic matrix and the scent of one unity consciousness. Now we would like to focus on the activation of the axiternal line, which in turn assists in the DNA activation. Within the human body, the axiternal lines, spin points of particular sound and color frequencies, lie along the acupuncture meridian lines in the body. And in connecting these spin points, you accelerate your consciousness individually, as well as lift the energy of this earth and assist in accelerating this ascension process. For your energy field is connected directly to this unity grid of light. And not only are you assisting individually, through the changes that occur within your body and energy field. But these same axiatonal lines lie along the acupuncture meridian lines of this earth plane. These acupuncture meridian lines are not the same as the chakras. The 12 main chakras or vortices of light within this earth plane, but lie along the ley lines. And when they are activated, this will lift this earth through the sonic vibration and particular color frequencies to a higher level of spiritual light in connecting this energetic grid of light into the solar system and through here into the universal grid of light. So for a moment now, through this unity grid of light and the ley lines connecting to these sacred sites, these chakra portals of light, and to this earth plane, you see the body of Mother Earth being activated through these chakras of light. These 12 main chakras of light. Feel this activation now through your own 12 chakras of light. The 7 main chakras within the body and the 5 higher chakras above the crown chakra. Feel or sense this activation on a personal level and a collective level as the chakras of Mother Earth are activated at a deeper level with our systems now. And the systems of many beings of light from on high, as well as your systems and that of many light workers, through this unity grid of light. And this activation has the potential to take place individually and collectively for all life on this earth plane within the cosmic law of free will. And now these chakras are activated to the maximum cosmic law will allow. Just follow the ley lines or the meridian lines and feel or sense the activation of eastern points within and around this earth plane, as well as through your own meridian lines along your body. As these thin points are activated, they bring through particular sonic vibrations of sound and color, and the vibration of light that is experienced collectively in lifting the consciousness of all life through the stargates, through the gateways of light into the higher dimensions. Just hold a focus through this Christ consciousness breath in lifting the consciousness of all life into the higher dimensions through this process of forward evolution and through this into the fifth dimension. And now into the Arcturian corridor of life. Now feel the energy resonance through this grid of light, through this light workers grid, as you are connected energetically to these light workers and star-seeded ones. Feel yourself as part of this collective. Feel the collective consciousness of all life and their highest potential through this unity grid of light. This unity grid of light is crystalline in structure. So just feel this crystalline structure within your own body now. The cells themselves moving from this carbon-based reality into this crystalline structure of light that will assist in the building of the light body and the new I Am avatar blueprint, also called the etheric electronic body of light. As the molecules and atoms in the body spin faster through this energy of spiritual light, the stargates around the Christ consciousness grid are activated to a level to allow for the energy of the super electron to be brought through this information highway, which will assist in activating the dormant DNA. And in activating the dormant DNA, you are bringing through the light frequency to create this new I Am avatar blueprint through this download of information and light. And now just experience the remembrance of your multidimensional nature as this master being, as a star being of light, as you are activated at a deeper level. You just affirm to yourself, I am a precious master being of love and light in service to all life. I hold a focus in consciousness to these gateways of light in the higher dimensions. As I lift myself into the realms of illumined truth and connect my heart and mind to Mother, Father, God, to the company of heaven, to Mother Earth, and to all life in unity consciousness. Wonderful. We now take leave of you and bid you a most magical day. Ground yourself now into the energies of the earth. Hold this focus of gently coming back into your sacred space. And feel the sense of oneness through this unity grid of life. Wonderful. Good to see you.
Definitely.
Thank you, thank you. So, Sue, it's so wonderful to have you on the show with us. I've been I've been reading your newsletters for many years in great appreciation.
And I've been reading yours too. You're on the Happy Christian Society.
Absolutely. Sue, so it would be nice if you tell us a little bit about how you came to connect and to channel the Arcturian emissaries of light.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You kind of start off in the middle with things, with spiritual things. We kind of start off in the middle, which is wherever we are awake enough to hear. And then we find out that it goes way back into the past and way forward into the future and lives within the now. But where I first became aware is back before I did my website, back with those old computers with the little screens and the yellow green things that you typed on with DOS, I started getting meditations where I would just close my eyes, go into a trance, and type. And that was where I first connected with the Arcturians. I didn't know that. I went through this long process of going through a vortex, of course. And then when I got to the vortex, there was Arcturus. And the only thing I'd heard in my world of Arcturus is that he's one of the Elohim. I think Elohim on the seventh ray. Is that correct? Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, and I had studied all of that, such as you have, Enrita, so I'm familiar with all your language. And so that was the only definition I heard when I wrote, when I printed out Arcturus. I guess that was it. And then they started communicating me more and more, or he or it, wasn't quite sure. But that was the voice that kept telling me that it's time to do a website, which I totally resisted. I was afraid to come out. You know, what if people know who I really am? And I say this because I get so many emails from people that have the same, you know, what if people find out who I really am? And yeah, what I found out is that when we come out, then there's a whole lot of other people that are the same way, and they come out too. And then as I started channeling more and more, especially when I started bringing it through my body. For many years, it was just through writing. Then I began to realize that they were with me when I was a little girl. And and in reality, I am the Nocturian. And it's time for really all of us to really look at our galactic heritage. And it's kind of a stretch to be able to perceive ourselves in that fashion. But I know that there are a lot of us, probably everyone
that are absolutely star-seeded ones here. I think that is a sense of that people feel alien sometimes. Yeah,
I think most of us that felt alien at some point in our youth. And that's why we kind of had to stay undercover a bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. What I'm seeing now, and I think I've mentioned this before, is just really, you know, sort of we are the star nations, this gathering on Earth, which is so lovely to see, you know, all the star-seeded ones, all the light workers, everyone just connecting now and just coming together. So there isn't so much that perceived sense of when you were talking initially, and you're obviously going back some years, where, you know, if you came out and came out, so to speak, and everyone thought, well, who's this very odd, strange person? Nowadays, you know, it's just that is who you are, and there's no real need of secrecy. It's obviously just the discernment of the people that you possibly choose to communicate with or connect with. It's just happening more and more and more, I think, to everyone, that sense of connecting to different star beings, to different core groups, and experiencing that. And I think a lot of that is, of course, just because it's our natural state of being. Coming again into the star heritage and also experiencing many of the ascended master skills and gifts that all of us have, and that as we're moving more through those ascension energies, so we're starting to bring through much more of those gifts that we actually have, whether it's clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, telepathy, it doesn't really matter what. So we're going to see this just accelerated natural state of beingness where, you know, one day you're telepathically connected to this core group of life beings and the next day to this one. And of course, through that also just that incredible connection with your I Am presence and your higher self, you know, just feeling that guidance and that intuition. So it's wonderful, wonderful to see how so much of that is actually just coming together in so rapidly in such an accelerated time space.
Yes, and I think that as each of us, because Earth is a free will planet, and so the higher dimensional aspects of ourselves, they need for us to call so that they don't break that agreement that this is a free will planet. So as more and more of us call within ourselves for, you know, a recognition to communicate, to see, to even see the starships, to be taken on board, to meet our galactic family. That totally gives them permission to come and enter our reality, which they're doing more and more all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a nice thing to ask for, you know, too, because a lot of light workers and star-seeded ones are traveling on Arcturian light ships or Pleiadian light ships or with the Galactic Federation, you know, and doing a lot of healing work or teachings on the inner planes that take them onto these light ships or into different ashrams or healing chambers of light. So it's quite nice to ask with clarity as well, you know, to be taken on board or to be shown whatever it is that you'd like to integrate at a deeper level. And to also in some way have some level of conscious remembrance of who you're working with and possibly some of those teachings or experiences. And I think we're seeing that more, a lot more, because we're merging all those parallel realities into this now. And we letting go of veils of illusion, and we really are just downloading those multidimensional memories and multidimensional aspects of our beingness at this moment.
Yes, and we're getting closer and closer to critical mass, you know, more and more as each person even touches one person, then that person touches one, and which is actually two, and it multiplies and multiplies. And one of the things the Arcturians said to me one time is that each group is like a little speck of light on the planet, and maybe it appears to be a very small speck of light, but then that speck of light expands, and people from that have other groups, and then other specks, and then before they know it, each speck is bigger and bigger, and more groups, until the whole planet is just filled with light. And that's really what we, as well as the Cestaceans, I feel very connected. You know, I'm also very connected to the Syrians and very connected to the Palladians. And actually the Antorians, I haven't heard a lot of people being connected to them, but I've had that connection too. But the whales are magnificent and living by the ocean. And I imagine you too in South Africa, Rita, you have.
Yes.
You feel that energy being surrounded by water like that. It's, they're having a difficult job to do in the ocean these days, but they're working away. And you're such beautiful beings.
Aren't they just? And of course, they are actually also humans that have been, you know, not coming through from that serene consciousness that have chosen to be whales in parallel realities as well, to anchor those particular key codes of light. And I'm seeing, though, what I'm understanding is the dolphins and the whales, because they are primary caretakers to this earth plane, they are also choosing, of course, as part of this ascension process, they choose to move into another dimensional reality as well. So they're starting now to connect a lot more with those people that are actually holding the key codes of life that they can energetically transfer to as primary caretakers as well. And so you'll find, from my understanding, people that have that connection into the dolphins and the whales primarily are actually keepers of particular sonic vibrations that come through from the whales and dolphins. And then as they energetically take on these key codes of light, so they're able to assist on another level through the unity good of light through the ascension of this planet too.
Yes, what I have been receiving is that, you know, the humans are to be the keepers of the land and the dolphins and whales are the keepers of the water, and we join together. And also that it's actually, in Sirius B, which I had an incarnation on, probably many, that's a water, there's some water worlds there. And so these are Sirians as well as humans. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're all just shapeshifters once we get into our higher fourth dimensional self. So we can experience many different forms.
Exactly. Now, Sue, to change the subject just slightly, I was quite interested in reading, certainly that you come from not only the spiritual understandings, but you have a background too from a psychological perspective. And I think that makes for a very nice union, so to speak, through the ascension process. How do you bridge that, Sue? How do you bring the psychological aspect into the work that you do?
First they were somewhat separate. You know, I had the psychological part and the spiritual part, you know. That's when I had to keep, you know, the Suzanne Carroll, and I couldn't be Suzanne Lee. Even though whenever I had a client that was at all open to that, I could bring that part up. but now almost all of my clientele are people who are in some degree of the process of awakening, because that's such an important thing now. And there's kind of two areas. There's one is that when we begin to awaken, some people awaken very gradually. Some people came in, and it was from the time they were children. But very often those abilities went underground because it made them too different. By the time they were adolescent, they kind of forgot them. And then they're coming up. Of course, now the planet is higher. There's more awake people. Children are coming in like that, and they're not having to, you know, hold back. But the psychological part primarily comes from the integration, because we are taking Gaia with us, and so therefore, and we are servants. We are servants to this process. We are here to assist. We have chosen. In fact, I've heard we've, you know, stood in line and written petitions so that we could be incarnated in this really special time.
Okay.
And so bringing in this really high energy, what it does is it allows our consciousness to greatly expand. But our consciousness doesn't go up, it expands. As it moves up, it also moves down. So as we move deeper up higher into our superconscious, then that expands us down further and further into our subconscious. And that's where all of our wounds and pains from this life and childhood and other lives and parallel realities and all these types of things. And then suddenly they come forward, and We can be depressed or anxious. In fact, very often when people will come in, they're having chronic pain, depression, or anxiety. And really what that is, it's the tension of holding on to the old paradigm and not quite being able to embrace that there's this whole new way of perceiving the world. And so they're kind of torn in between the two realities. So primarily I would say I can really help them and give them lots of good psychological tools for how to take these skills and how to take these new energy forms and new ways of thinking and expanded perceptions and integrate it into their daily life.
That's wonderful. I mean, I know I worked many years with the Pleiadian emissaries, primarily with psychoenergetic techniques and tools, and found that invaluable, certainly in my own process. And I know, of course, through many of the teachings, too, that others found that very useful, too. And I really like the way you described it, Sue, because, of course, what we are seeing on this earth plane is the same thing where we're having the higher dimensional frequencies of light coming in. And then, of course, what it's doing is it's going into the astral planes and the lower dimensions. And we're seeing then almost this greater separation or, you know, polarity widening as we're seeing, you know, sort of more of that lower three-dimensional realities as well as that incredible light frequency coming through. And then sometimes in the transmutation, you can really just get caught up in the denser three-dimensional realities or say, well, if we're ascending, why is there still just so much of, you know, pain and trauma and greed and corruption and, you know, you can go on forever. In sort of what's going on in the everyday news and everything that's going on from a global perspective. But it's actually to understand that it's really just transmuting. It's going in and taking the light into areas of darkness.
Yes, and also as we, whenever there's a paradigm shift, you know, from we're third dimensional to we're multidimensional in this manner, that what happens first is that the two different viewpoints, first they're intermingled, and like at first, you know, we're third dimensional, that's it. And then that little specks of, but wait, there's more to us. And then in order to gain clarity, and also because the higher frequencies expand beyond the lower frequencies, those two realities are separating. The reality of those who are really still needing to learn their lessons in the third dimensional world. And then the reality of those who are ready to return to the fifth dimension and beyond. And so therefore, there's that separation is like also a detachment. And from that level of detachment, we can view the things that are happening to the earth. And like what you said, can see it as a process of the greater transmutation and as the play, you know, the play that continues for the story of ascension. And in this manner, we can observe it and not get pulled into the battle against it because, you know, when we do that, then we're there. Then we've just lowered our resonance. So
absolutely. So
So
it is really viewing through your master eyes.
Absolutely.
At all of life around you. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And now, Sue, have the Arcturians given you any perspectives? I know a lot of individuals, everyone seems to have some sort of opinion for 2012, 2013. What are your perceptions in terms of us moving into, obviously, we are ascending and we're moving into these higher dimensional frequencies in terms of how we're going to be living on this earth plane or any other perspectives that you'd like to share at this time?
Well, the first thing that the Arcturians say, that's almost like a disclaimer, but it's true, you know, people will say, well, how will we ascend? And the Arcturians will say, you know, we don't know yet because you haven't created it.
Exactly.
We are creating.
We are the co-creators.
This is our graduation process. So we are creating our graduation. But and beyond that, I get the feeling I don't have any sense of any disaster or tearing or pulling or anything like that. I feel like
physical pulses, yeah.
Right. I feel like what will happen is that we will gradually move into more and more light. And And I'm sure that a lot of the light workers that are listening, they can really look at their lives. In fact, this in the newsletter I'm going to put out, they said to take a moment and look and see how fifth dimensional your life already is. That the reality is we're already very fifth dimensional. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. there are things that are happening in those lower dimensions because they are, A, that the darkness is being revealed. It's probably not that there's more horrible things happening now than ever. It's just that now everybody knows about it. And mm-hmm. that's part of that unity consciousness, you know, that you were speaking of. And that's so beautiful mm-hmm. because it is. And we are all staying, those of us, we're not, we are foregoing our personal ascension because we are a planet. We are evolving our consciousness to the place that we are the planet. So just like we wouldn't leave our families behind if the house is on fire, we'd save our children. We want to save our family. We want to save people. And it's not so much saving as it is that we want to assist them.
Choose to exactly move together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the same way we have been assisted by others and by our higher expressions. So
exactly.
It's a progression. It's something that we walk into more and more each day. That's what I bring in.
I agree. Somehow, you know, I would go back into that same thing about we really are co-creators and how it unfolds will be and manifests will be greatly according to that collective consciousness, which of course is one of light. In the system of energy, our work as well, we are focused through the energy of the cosmic rays coming in. They've been anchored at this time and the ashrams for that will be built through Shambhala by the year 2012. And then there is a focus then through the first cosmic ray, which we call the ray of solar service, which is a combination of all 12 rays with a focus on love, wisdom. And certainly through that energy, we will spiral from the year 2013 or from late 2012. So there will be much more of that collective energy for us to be experiencing through this ray of solar service as one aspect to assist us in this ascension process. And I think a lot of, you know, of course, there's been a great focus from an astrological perspective of right. moving into the photonic rays of light, which is also fifth dimensional frequency, and shifting through that null zone and into the photonic band. So there's many different aspects that are occurring, but I also really don't see the shifting, a physical shifting of the poles. I think a lot of it is energetic, and we're also working with creating this planetary macabre in activating the light body of Mother Earth in choosing that for stability and also to assist us in shifting collectively into the higher dimensions. So there's so much work that people are doing, and there's so many activations and sacred sites and portals and crystals being found and activated that I really also feel that we're just going to travel with much more harmony and grace into those frequencies of light and those higher dimensional consciousness aspects of ourselves.
So we're
going to start wrapping up the program in a couple of minutes. So I wanted to give you just a minute or two to just, if there's any sharing that you may like to end with for our listeners.
Any sharing that I would like to?
In terms of your workshops, things that you're doing, that people can possibly connect with you, do you have any current projects that you're working on, or how would we be able to get hold of you? I know you've got your website, is multidimensions.com, and your wonderful YouTube channel where you've got lovely videos up to, it's YouTube, it's just, well, it's Suzanne Lee, is that right?
Yes, you can go on the front page, the home page of Multidimensions, and it's got the YouTube and the blog and all of that. And regarding, yes, there is one thing that I've been really healing the call of Gaia lately, and so I'm having a personal group with my own people here, it's in Santa Monica, and we're kind of healing ourselves, healing the mother, and we're kind of loose format of each chakra at a time. And I have that on my blog. And there are different people that I have from my list from different areas of the world that are also doing groups. So I do my first group to kind of see, because we just give it up. So I don't know what it's going to be to tell people to share. And then I'm making a little MP3 that they can download. So that's what we're doing.
Okay, well, that sounds wonderful, Sue.
Yeah, so come on the website and check it out, and go to the blog, and it's got the details, and the energy is really, really high now, isn't it? It's just so amazing.
It is. It's incredible and awesome, and I'd like to thank you very much, Sue, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
VBS show on Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. And you can go and see our latest YouTube videos at Anrita Melchizedek, or view through our website at thepleiadianlight.net. So from my heart and to yours, to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love, and thank you very much, and thank you too, Sue.
And goodbye. Thank you so much, everyone. Bye-bye.